Got a big project and a little ambition? You're in the right place. Now, back to Rosie on the House.
Now that's music. That sounds good. That just automatically puts a smile on your face, doesn't it? Here at Rosie on the House, we're here for you every Saturday morning, 8 to 11, where we try and answer any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. Wherever you're listening to us in the great state of Arizona, we are now broadcasting over how many stations, Romy? I don't know. I lose count. 7, 8, 9?
6 stations. 6. 10 frequencies.
Oh, that's...
a lot of them have AM, FM signals.
That's what always throws me off. Wherever you're catching the signal, wherever you're catching the show, you'll always call the toll-free number 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Put you direct in touch with our broadcasting call screening central global headquarters, and we take your name and your question and where you're calling from, get you on air and answer the question to the very best of our ability. We have an entire staff that works at it every single Saturday morning. Mike Reisch, who, if he doesn't get fired this afternoon...
You're okay, Mike.
...will be back next week. He's a South Dakota rabbit. Now, you know what? If I was a college football player, if I was going to face the Rabbits this Saturday, that would not instill a lot of fear in me. The Rabbits. Can you imagine having a rabbit for your mascot? A rabbit.
It's better than an artichoke.
Yeah, it's better than an artichoke.
Yeah.
Okay, granted. I agree with that. Very good.
Hey, did you know that our Facebook fans are also growing? We have people constantly checking in with us.
Yeah.
And we had a sweet message this morning from Turi Toro, who wanted to just honor her husband, Perry, who's out working hard today and big fan of the show and listening while he's working. So I hope you're listening, Perry. But he's a Air National Guardsman. He has been to Iraq, and next year he'll be going to Afghanistan. So just wanted to thank him for his service today and tell him we're thinking about him while he's working hard.
Thank you very much, Perry. We honor you and the service you give this great country. We appreciate it. With that said, let's see if we can get back to the calls and wrap up the show a little bit here on the topic of light bulbs, lighting up your life, lighting up your world, lighting up your home. Bill, with a phone call, let's see if we can help him. Sounds like it's we're going to go outdoors with this question, which is actually, as a notice to y'all, we're going to stay on the topic of lighting next Saturday. But next Saturday, we're going to be specifically talking about lighting up the outdoors, lighting up your yard, front and backyard. I think outdoor lighting is eye-popping, jaw-dropping, neighbor-envying. Mm-hmm. It's an art. Done right, it's an art.
It's an art.
It is.
It is.
All right, Bill, how can we help you today, my friend?
Yes, I have 2 post lights now that are on dusted-on timers. I'm using CFLs in there right now. Is there a better light bulb that I could use that would last longer and provide the same light?
You're probably okay, because if it's a post light, the bulb is probably facing up, if I recall, you know.
Yes.
for the most part. That's probably a good bulb for that function. I don't know that you need to spend the money for an LED, and right now the LEDs don't light up 360 degrees for that type of bulb that you're looking at. So, uh-huh.
So you'd be sitting a light beam straight into the stars.
Basically into the top of the, yeah, you'd go right into the top of the post light.
Okay.
So I have no problems with the fluorescence in the outdoor fixtures like that. That's a good place for them to be used.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
We appreciate the call, Bill. And again, if they're dawn to dusk, he's only turning them on and off twice a day.
Twice a day, yeah.
Which is good.
So, which is good, and that's what they're designed to do. And so he should be optimal as far as, you know, using them.
I will confess, we have tried using CFLs, but they give Jennifer a severe headache. And the only place we've been able to use the CFLs is on our sconce lights outside the garage, and they come on at night, and they're on all night, and they shut off in the day.
Right. Yeah, that's Those are the, and that's where I use them too. They work the best.
Well, Alan, we certainly appreciate you getting up this morning and heading into the studio. I know you're usually into the showroom anyway, so. Right. But thanks for carving this Saturday time out for the Rosie on the House listeners and helping give us all a good education on how many different choices and options there really are on lighting. Lighting is just one of those little passionate things I get crazy about. Like, I love the lights right here in the studio. I mean, it's a crisp light. It's a clean light. Not especially, I don't know, those are pretty high up, so I don't know how hot they are. But as opposed to what we would have been, you know, having to live with 10 or 15 years ago with just all that yuck, soft yellow. Mm-hmm. When I'm buying fluorescent tubes, I still stand there and say, now, which one do I like? Do I like the cool blue or do I like the warm white? I mean, I can never remember.
We've learned to finally write them down, especially now with all the choices. And you go through all this time trying to find what you want.
Well, and they're eliminating them so fast, too. I mean, you know, they're changing the nomenclature and it's like you say, between the beginning of the show and now, I mean, we've changed.
It doesn't pay to stock up, does it?
No. And that's the other thing. People do not hoard these 60-watt light bulbs in your garage, for the next 10 years. Technology is moving forward. Get on it.
If you're going to hoard, that's not the item.
That's not the item to hoard, yes.
All right.
Hoard your car.
Well, Alan, again, thanks a bunch for joining us. It's Statewide Lighting at the phone number.
480-391-0452.
And the web.
Statewidelighting.com.
Y'all stay tuned. Hang with us all week long at rosieonthehouse.com. Tune in next Saturday. We're going to be talking about the sexiness of outdoor lighting.